Welcome back to His Time. It is Thursday, January 8th, 7:31 Central Time. It is time to check in with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you, Andy. Happy New Year. Blessings to everyone who is listening worldwide, KFUO.
Thank you. It's good to be back with you in the studio after a little bit of a break there. I hope your travels all went well. You've made it back, so you didn't get stuck in a polar vortex or something.
No,
somewhere.
I did not. In fact, I checked my phone this morning before I left. I always like to see what temperature it is, especially in the wintertime at home, so I can gloat. And actually, it's above zero right now. Right now, St. Paul, Minnesota, it is 1 degree according to my phone. So we are close to them. Wonderful Christmas. Wonderful family Christmas. If I might be so bold, I do have a prayer request for our listeners. I have a sister, Mary. Many of the listeners who have listened to me over the years know that my family has had a front seat to cancer much. And one of my sisters passed away from cancer. It'll be 5 years ago now, actually. In a few days is the anniversary of her death. And I have another sister, Mary, who is has had a recurrence of lymphoma and is facing a stem cell transplant. She is now just finishing 1 week of chemotherapy. In 2 weeks, she'll get another. And then following that will be the stem cell transplant. So I just implore our listeners. I know so many of those listeners, of our listeners here, have people who are suffering one way or another with an illness, or whether it is an illness of body, mind, or spirit. And we lift all of them up in prayer. So if I might be so bold as to ask that my sister Mary be added.
Certainly.
So, but in spite of all of that, you know, we had a marvelous Christmas because, of course, she is very confident. Jeremiah 29:11 is what she is just constantly going with, and people are lifting her up on eagle's wings, and it's just been wonderful.
Well, prayers certainly do ascend on her behalf, and we can take comfort in God's word that you always share with us here every week.
Yes.
And the comfort that Christ gives us. That,
yes, absolutely.
He's a great healer.
He is. He is absolutely, and miraculous healing according to his will.
Indeed.
So yesterday was a day of celebration for Lutheran Senior Services. We have a home and community-based services department, and it used to be named In-Home Services, but we've renamed it because we are really hoping to branch out further to be able to reposition ministry to reach a larger number of people in the greater community. And we grew out of the home office, so we moved them over to another location at Brentwood Boulevard and I-64. And we had an open house yesterday, plus an installation of our Vice President of Home and Community-Based Services. It was a lovely opportunity to celebrate that piece of our ministry. So I thought I would just take a moment today to review for folks what pieces of ministry are included in that particular department. So we have our home health, which is skilled nursing that comes into your home upon doctor's orders, Medicare covered, should you have a need for a skilled nursing person to come and minister to you. Private duty provides non-medical services also, and there's a rate that is there. I'm not exactly sure. We've changed a little bit about whether we have a minimum number of hours per week, but that is a great help, especially to families who have someone living at home that just needs a little bit, maybe shopping for some groceries or some light housekeeping or helping to prepare some meals. Or just being with them every morning and helping them get up and get groomed and dressed and ready for the day. Then we have Living Safe Technologies. That is it's very similar to the commercial that you see a lot with that button. You know, I've fallen and I can't get up. But there is a pendant is one piece of it. But we actually have a system that can be customized for a lot of different ways. And one piece of it that I think is just really unique is a medication management. So you can set up up the medication for your loved one, and if it automatically dispenses it at the right time.
Wow.
So if your loved one does not take it, there's an alert that's sent out either to you or to someone else. So you can help manage that medication. I know that's always one of the worries for older adults that are maybe getting more forgetful. Are they taking their medication at the right time? Then we also have our programs that are part of Outreach Social Services that are partially sponsored by the United Way. And those are the outreach into the community at large through our Aging Answers referral line, our Outreach Social Services, specifically the geriatric care management that can happen, where you can they can help you do assessments of needs, recommend some resources, volunteer money management, and also Good Neighbor. Good Neighbor allows us to refer people to area handyman or people that might be able to serve their needs. So that's our home and community-based services, and we are looking for opportunities to grow that. So hopefully we'll have news about more services.
All these services kind of make me wish I was in that age range to receive. This all sounds so nice.
No. You want to wait with that.
Okay.
You will get there. You will get there. But they are part of our home and community-based services. You can learn more by going to our website, lssliving.org. On the sidebar, on the left, you'll see home and community-based services. Oh, and I did forget. Oh, my goodness. I forgot to mention our hospice care program that is also part of that department.
That's quite comprehensive. Yeah. I'm impressed you have it all committed to memory.
Oh, well, you know, I've been with the organization for 7.5 years. And so that is part of what I do, is to know what we do. And so I did have a little cheat sheet here, though, just in case I forgot. But what I wanted to share with you devotionally today is, of course, Epiphany was 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And so it is the 8th of January. And of course, for Epiphany, it is just such a wonderful, marvelous time for us to celebrate and reflect upon the fact that the gift of Jesus was for all. I mean, as those wise men came from afar, and I always laugh at the one joke that I know how to tell is about the live nativity scene in the Deep South. That I had three firemen. So when you asked why, and they said, well, but, you know, three wise men came from afar. So pardon me, my deep apologies to anyone in the Deep South. But what I wanted to just twist it around just a little bit, though, was that I actually do some women's retreats and some women's speaking. And one retreat was very close to Epiphany 1 year. So we took a look at the three wise women. And so the three wise women were Elizabeth. And Elizabeth teaches us about the wisdom of faith. So what do we learn about from Elizabeth? We learn that seeing doesn't necessarily lead us to believing, but believing in the unseen leads to seeing. So it is Elizabeth who got that message from the angel through her husband Zechariah, became pregnant at such an age and could not see the future, but in the unseeing and the believing became the seeing, especially when the child in her womb leapt as Mary came. So that's just a wonderful wisdom of just faith. So Mary, she teaches us the wisdom of pondering. What she teaches us is that if God changes our plans, that means he has better ones. And finally is the wisdom of Anna, and that's the wisdom of waiting. Of course, that we will celebrate when we take a look at the fact that she had been waiting for this Savior to be revealed. What does Anna teach us? That if in God's will we wait, he will use our waiting as a process that will prepare us for the gift itself. So our three wise women, as we lead to the word, I want to close with a prayer for the new year. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this new year filled with your gift of grace. Enlighten us and lead us to your word and teach us your ways, that all we do and say may give glory to you. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, worshiped by the wise men on the first Epiphany. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Jane. Always good to check in with you. And also exciting to point out that we have a couple of Faith and Family programs coming up in the not too distant future that will feature some friends from LSS Living as well. Looking forward to that.
We'll have an opportunity to hear more about the Hidden Gems resale store that we have and some of those ministry programs that work with that, as well as especially for lower income adults here in the St. Louis area, how to navigate the Affordable Care Act.
LSSLiving.org. And don't tell anybody, I'll get to do some shopping during the day.
Okay. Blessings to you.
Thanks so much, Jane. Have a great week. We'll talk next week. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with Laura Morton from the St. Louis District Dairy Council right here on His Time.